Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into hour number two. Let's continue with your phone calls. Bunch of news coming up. I'm going to go over some of the news with Alfred and Dask. Matt in Florida, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Mr. Jones.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, sir. Thanks for taking my call. I was at the Tampa debate last night, and I wasn't in the main room, but I was in the watch debate party, which was next door. And there was a lot of Ron Paul support there, and Rick Perry had a lot of guys there, too. And afterwards, everybody waited for the candidates, and they came over to our side to speak. And Dr. Paul didn't show up, but Rick Perry came out, and it was like a total rock star, blaring rock music and a big smile and high-fiving. And, you know, it's kind of everything you would expect from a male cheerleader. And
yeah, it's about making people feel like they're winners and that they're betting on the guy that's handsome. If people want another Ken doll like Obama, then they get what they deserve. And if people like forced inoculations and handing roads over to foreign corporations and Bilderberg attending. And what's worse about Perry is I've now learned from a person I really trust and have known for many years. I've known for about 18 years, a prominent individual here in Austin, that Rick Perry was anti-New World Order in 1998 and gave him literature about it. I mean, Rick Perry knows all about this stuff. And he's not just some puppet. That is disgusting.
And the local media was there, and they were doing interviews. And they gave me an interview, and I laid it down pretty hard on Rick Perry and just what you just said about NAFTA and the Gardasil and being Al Gore's best, hardest worker. And
Hillary lover. I mean, it's hard to get it all out. There's so much.
Yes, sir. But the best part is, you know, and then she asked me who I was there, and I told her I was there to see Dr. Paul. And then she said, okay, I didn't get a bite. Let's start from the top. And I just said, you know, no, thank you, because I don't want to be spliced into, you know, making me look like an idiot because I'm a Dr. Paul supporter.
Well, you don't know what she was calculating.
Yes,
I mean,
sir,
if it's
yes.
Local media, a lot of times they're not total propagandists. I'm not saying you're wrong, but it's better just to give people bites and let the chips fall where they may. And if they're deceptive with it, that's their problem.
Yes, sir. Also, I just want to make one more quick point is, I've been a paid firefighter for 7 years, and I've got six guys on my crew, and three of us listen to you regularly, and the other two more listen to you quite a bit. And I just want to say about all the dog and pony show about 9/11, you know, it's not the right way to honor all the Americans that died by having a parade. The only way to really honor these people is to bring the perpetrators to trial, and they can end up like Stalin.
Well, you're absolutely right. Most people can't believe they've got an evil system running them until after it comes out. It's like finding out your neighbor has got 10 people buried in the backyard, but he was such a nice man. It's so shocking. But a lot of times it is the people that come off as real friendly and slick. That's who you got to really watch. You know, somebody who obviously is foul, you at least know they're coming. But going back, with your firefighter friends, do they question the official story of 9/11?
Everybody on my crew but one. Unfortunately, throughout the department, our numbers aren't that strong. I don't know exactly how many, but I've definitely seen it grow a lot. I figured it out about 5 years ago, and I've been very outspoken. And I was, you know, called a kook and all that stuff, and now people are starting to come around. And I can actually have conversations with people at work. So it is there's
well, don't feel bad when they call you a kook. That's because they're in darkness, they're ignorant, and you're lovingly helping them. In fact, enjoy it when you get called a kook, because it means they're getting upset. You're getting through to them, and it's just a service you're doing. And I know it's a painful news to bring, but you're making a sacrifice. That's why you're a firefighter. Briefly, what do you think of them barring the actual first responders from the event?
It makes me sick, and I think everybody should be up in arms about that. And it's just a slap in the face. It's so disrespectful.
It certainly is. God bless you. Be safe out there while you're helping your community. A true servant.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Infowars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of Infowars.com for the free Infowars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the Info Warriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are now into the second hour of this worldwide broadcast. We're going to be going back to your calls, Micah, Michael, Steve, Ken, and others. We are joined by Alfred Adask, who we had on, I don't know, 6 months ago or so, when 60 Minutes had a special about himself and others, just demonizing him like he's incredibly evil. And then all he does is talk about the Constitution, Bill of Rights, common sense. And, of course, we discussed then the fact that they're rebranding terrorism off of Al-Qaeda over to domestic groups that want to get our republic back. And his website is adask.wordpress.com. Now, here's his bio. I'm Alfred Adask and the author of virtually all of the text published on this website. And then it just goes into all the things that he's done over the years fighting the globalists. So we're going to be talking to him for the rest of the hour and taking your calls. And then I've got news items. I want to get his take on things happening in the news and what he thinks of the globalists, because they know that their vaccines are killing people. They openly now admit that the government's growing the opium in Afghanistan and shipping it into the U.S. and having the troops grow it. It came out in federal court in Chicago. This is, again, is in the El Paso Times. Narcosphere News. It's up on Infowars.com. Federal filing where when they bust these narco-terrorists now, they're bringing into court the fact that they work for the CIA bringing narcotics in. And the federal government's saying, yes, national security, it's true. But still, we want them to go to jail. That's kind of like Hal Turner. Who attacked me for like a decade saying I was covering up for Israel when we're critical of Israel. And he used to work with Sean Hannity, and he would say, kill this federal judge, get that federal judge, this judge needs to die, and never get in trouble. And I said, that guy's a Fed. And I said, you better watch it, buddy. They'll set you up. Well, people hacked his email and got his emails from the FBI where they were handling him. And so he was no longer useful, so they put him in jail. And what he's facing the trial right now for stuff he was ordered to do on record. And the FBI came in and said, Mr. Turner is our highest level national security operative. Not an agent, but he does work in our employ. And but go ahead and put him in prison. See, that's a message all you guys need to get through your head. The Sinaloa drug cartel head is in the news. Here it is right here in my little hand. It's up on Infowars.com with a link to the federal filing. It'll be on the federal court's website. They're like, yeah, we brought in tens of tons of cocaine. Yeah, we're shipping guns into Mexico, Honduras. We're shipping them into Illinois, Texas, Florida, California. That's now all mainstream news, and nobody gets in trouble except their own minions. So we're talking about a synthesis of evil that runs our society. You see, you could have an emperor, philosopher, king who wanted to build public works, wanted to educate people, and wanted to build a civilization. And we've seen maybe 20 cases of that or less in 6,000 years of recorded history. And you'll see civilizations leap forward under that because they actually take the largesse and actually build things for populations. But what happens is, and have a vision, and try to bring science to the public, the problem is they always die. And maybe their son isn't as bad, but the grandson's a psychopath. And then he has an even crazier son. And pretty soon, it's Roman emperors marrying their horse. Caligula would march the horse in. It would go to the bathroom. He'd have the high priest read it like tea leaves. I'm not joking. This is mainline history. They normally gut a bull and read the guts or spill the blood all over them. And how the splatters were, they would then pour tin. But he made them worship the horse's dung, basically, just as an act of power. An act of insanity, or burn part of the city for fun like Nero and get so decadent they commit suicide. This is what happens. The worst of the worst get in control, and you get a Stalin, a Hitler, a Mao, I mean, a Pol Pot that Zbigniew Brzezinski bragged he supported, who killed 30% plus of the people of Cambodia. And then Brzezinski writes books bragging. They brag whenever a Brzezinski walks into a Globalist meeting. They're like, oh, your graciousness. They get off on how many deaths they've committed. So that's my view on their philosophy. There really isn't a philosophy at all. It's just trampling and being trampled. Always pressing on the nerve of power. We're the priest of power, Winston. In fact, later I want to read it. We'll hold it, ask into the next hour to give them the full time here because I'm on a roll, but will you print me from 1984? You can just type in Winston, picture a boot stomping on a human face forever. It's about 10 paragraphs above that and about 5 below that. I want to read that later because that describes the full globalist system. It's a world built by sadists and psychopaths to carry out always greater and greater dumbing down and ugliness because it's beautiful to them. Liberty and independence is anathema. It's like nails on a chalkboard to these people. Alfred Adass, good to have you here with us. Give us your view on the philosophy of the parasites and what they're building and your fight against them.
Well, I can tell you that it's good to be here. First off, Alex, I appreciate you having me on. But I was one of 7 defendants that were sued. Back in, the case started in 2001. I wasn't added until 2006. I was the last of 7 defendants sued for the manufacture and distribution of a controlled substance, and the controlled substance was colloidal silver. All right, it wasn't heroin or cocaine or something like that or methamphetamine.
That I can buy at HEB and Whole Foods here in Austin right now.
That's exactly right. And I volunteered to be fiduciary for a trust. The trust was one of the defendants in the case. They made me a defendant. We were threatened with fines. Each defendant, $25,000 per day. That's $9 million per year. I read the relevant case, and I guarantee being sued for $9 million a year focuses your attention. And I read the relevant law. And what we discovered, I read the definition of drugs in both the state and federal health code. And this goes to your notion about what their philosophy is. The Texas Attorney General wrote in part in his case, he said, the key to this case lies in determining at law, not as a matter of fact, whether the defendant's colloidal products met the definition of drug when mislabeled. And then he quotes from the Texas Health and Safety Code, section 431. .002, subparagraph 14, which defines the word drug. And it says, drug means article recognized, the United States Pharmacopoeia, National Formulary, any supplement to it, articles designed or intended for the use in the diagnosis, cure, mitigation, treatment, or prevention of disease in man or other animals. Now, I saw that, and the first thing I thought is, my God, why, the people are damn crazy. The people who wrote this thing don't understand English. When they say man or other animals, they're not saying man or animals. They're saying man or other animals, which means they deem man to be an animal.
And what you discovered is something we similarly discovered decades ago, and for all of us, we discovered this in different ways. In hundreds of globalist documents, and documents going back thousands of years, all governments that oppress, Hitler did it, the Babylonians did it, the Israelites did it, they would always list the slaves as non-human. We listed blacks as non-human. It's a legalese. They see themselves as exalted and awake, and that's what they mean in the movie They Live. When you have the glasses, they say, I've got one that can see. When you actually converse with a globalist in person, they shake in fear because they'll say, oh, you're a human. And that's what Frank Herbert wrote about in Dune, is that the elite don't see most of us as human. Go ahead.
Well, first time I saw it, I just thought it was a mistake. Then they said man or other animals a second time in the same definition. Then I read the federal code at Title 21, Section 321, subparagraph G, subsection or subsection G, subparagraph 1. And it says, again, virtual identical definition of drugs. Drugs are for man or other animals. What we did, I realized that they are treating it, the presumption for these definitions is that we are animals. And I also understand enough about the Bible where I know that at Genesis chapter 1, sections 26 through 28, it says, on the sixth day, God created man in his image and gave man dominion over the animals. Which means that as a Jew or a Christian, and probably even as a Muslim, I assume the Muslim faith has a similar notion about Genesis, although I don't know that to be true. But as a Jew or a Christian, you can't call me an animal without violating my freedom of religion. I drafted a defense in this case that was based on freedom of religion. And I said, you can't call me an animal. You can't charge me 25 grand a day based on the presumption that I'm an animal because I am a man made in God's image and I'm endowed. And then I went on with the Declaration.
And you won. And I want you to continue with this and then get into what's happening currently. You're telling us who the globalists are. They see us as animals. But what you've hit on here is so central. Even if someone's an agnostic or an atheist, and they don't believe in God, they need to say, I believe in a higher power, because if you don't, there's always a higher power than some king rat, some strong man, some gang, some guy named Humongous with a motorcycle gang is going to put himself above you. That's what Thomas Jefferson was saying. We're saying, buddy, we got freedom in the universe.
And if you don't get it from God, you don't get it.
That's right.
All right. That's the point to this. If you're willing to be an animal, you can be treated just like a chicken.
That's right. It's their rules. The globalists understand this. They believe they've been given the power of God to be a human, not an animal. We've got, again, this is all law.
Well, I agree, and it's not just all law. It goes back thousands of years. This is part of spiritual warfare. This isn't a new situation. One of the essential acts of genocide is dehumanization. You can go to genocide watch.org, and they've got a document up
there. No, they always do it. You are stating a giant, naked truth, a trillion-pound elephant in the living room, and half the audience, even though they're smart, is saying, what are they talking about? Let's go back to this point, Alfred. A lot of times, you know, we stay on this topic, but I want to get into some other areas as well, straight ahead. And by the way, I've got to get you on a routine basis. You're just amazing. We'll be right back.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. Are you gaining more body fat? Are you feeling tired? Are you losing your sex drive? It's not your fault. After 40, your body's testosterone may start dropping. And if you are an African-American man, you're at a higher risk of your testosterone turning into estrogen. Be the man you used to be. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. You can feel the youthful energy and the healthy sex drive you once had. And Ageless Male is all natural. No injections or appointments. Just one quick phone call. Get your risk-free trial of Ageless Male.
Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. With Ageless Male, you can raise your testosterone naturally by 61%. Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, Seashores of Old Mexico. It sounded so good.
Okay, going back to Alfred Adask. Sir, continue. Sir, please continue breaking down your research of the globalists and the world they want to build. We understand they think they're gods and we're animals and they engineer us like animals and lie to us. And it's people that are part of the establishment, even at lower level, get off on deceiving, get off on dumbing down, get off on weakening. They want to get rid of the family. So where are these people going from your research? What are they wanting to build?
I don't know what they want to build exactly. They want power. They are lovers of money. They want power, and they are definitely ungodly. I mean, the whole concept of sovereignty flows from the idea that you receive your rights from God. If you're an animal, you have no more rights than a chicken, a pig, or a goat, and the only thing to distinguish you from those other animals is you have firearms. They take your firearms away, and they can handle you just like the rest of the livestock. It's the only thing from their perspective that makes you dangerous. But our Declaration of Independence started out and said, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they're endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. This is the foundation for individual sovereignty. In the past, the only sovereigns prior to the Declaration were the King of England, the King of Spain, the King of Italy, and so on. Those people were kings because they had the divine right of kings. They received their rights directly from God, and all else were subjects because they did not get their rights directly from God.
Now, Alfred, I called this the giant trillion-pound elephant in the room. There it is again. In all cultures, everyone had always been seen as animals, as the subcaste, as the garbage. In fact, in many ancient cultures, the elites would put animals up above humans to teach us we're trash. That's what the modern environmental movement is, not to help the environment, but to teach us to self-loathe, to not believe that we're special and made in the image of the Creator. It's all meant to make us think bad about ourselves, and now it's so alien to people to realize the globalist view when just a few hundred years ago there were no systems where people weren't basically seen as chattel.
Well, the one exception, again, in England, for example, the king and the king alone was sovereign because he had the divine right of kings. When our founders came across and they said, no, wait, in the Declaration of Independence, they said, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men, they meant all men, including kings, were created equal and all were endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. That elevated all men to the status of sovereigns. Under those circumstances, government became our servant rather than our master. It's the reason the Supreme Court ruled in Chisholm versus Georgia, 1793. They said this was the people of the United States of America are sovereigns, plural, without subjects. It's based on this principle in the Declaration of Independence that we all effective. The unalienable rights, in my opinion, are equivalent to the divine right of kings. We get them from God.
No, they are. That's why all the legalese and bureaucracy that's outside of true common law is you are now subject to seizure. You are now a licensure. Yeah. You're being licensed. Yeah. As a slave, you're being given, and black slaves had to wear these, a tag around your neck with a note saying where you're allowed to go. And here are these cops thinking it's a normal system, thinking it's constitutional, thinking it's to keep everybody safe. Yeah. And we're all running around with our little papers. I mean, just 60 years ago, we knew Germany was bad. You had to have papers to travel internally in the country. Now we just accept it. And in New York City, I wanted to raise this, they arrested 9/11 truthers, not at Ground Zero, but basically anywhere in lower Manhattan, and would arrest you if you spoke on a street corner and handed out literature. But others who were handing out pro-government, they were allowed. I mean, we're getting very far down this road.
Yeah, I know. I agree. And for what it's, we've had people, I've been contacted by one man from Australia, another guy from England who's heard me talk about man or other animals relative to the drug laws. And they've researched the English drug laws and they researched the Australian drug laws. And they tell me that you find the same presumption there. The people are animals. The reason this is so important is the presumption that the people are animals laid the foundation, lies at the heart of the drug war, the war on drugs that was started by President Nixon back in 1971. It's based on the presumption that we're all just livestock. And the war on drugs laid the foundation for much of the modern police state. And the police state laid the foundation for the prison industrial complex. I've heard that 70% of people in federal pens are there on drug-related crimes. All of this is perched on a little definition of drugs that presumes the people to be animals, in violation of our freedom of religion.
And you beat him in federal court. Let's talk more about that case get into some other news and phone calls with Alfred Adask right here on GCNLive.com. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now. Right now.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. 497-8345.
Coming after live
from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
We are back live here, my friends, and I do want to get to Micah and Ken and Michael and many others that are patiently holding here in just a few minutes. I should add that we are seeing something really historical happening right now. Watching CNBC, listening to Bloomberg on radio, reading all their statements. We knew this was coming more than a decade ago, but we're now seeing it. And after bailout in Europe, they're not bailouts. They're government taxes paid directly to the big six private megabanks. And each time it happens, the countries get more in debt because the countries go in debt to give the money to the private central banks. That's why they don't just monetize and give it to the banks to get the money off their books that then causes inflation. But that's still a better thing than publicly raising taxes, cutting infrastructure to implode the economy, and then paying that to the banks. Who are the ones you're bailing out? It's so simple, it's complex. They're the ones that engage in the fraud. You're bailing them out, but then you owe them money because you bailed them out, because they're the people that authorize your government, the euro, the dollar, you name it, to issue the currency. Now, they're openly saying the problem is the Germans won't vote for this and have had two elections since the bailout started and are about to get rid of Merkel. And I've heard them on CNBC and Bloomberg say it's terrible that there's democracy. Of course, really, it's semi-republic. But the point is, they're saying it's too bad the people can vote because this is going to cause a world depression. Now, they've already maneuvered us to a world depression. But they then destroy confidence by saying the markets are down because the people aren't bailing us out. But the new third bailout isn't a bailout. It's transferring what's left of national sovereignty through the euro to this private banking system. So here is world government run by private corporations that have created the crisis, openly holding Europe hostage while they have their banker chiefs go out and destroy confidence. Same thing that was done to get the Super Congress passed here. Same thing that was done with the bailout. Alfred, watching this, what's your view on how things are going for the New World Order?
Well, I think they're desperate. I think things are, I can't remember the name, one of the former secretaries of state criticized Bush during when Bush first botched the invasion of Iraq and got bogged down there. I can't think of the man's name, but he says you've set the New World Order back 30 years. All right. I think these people know they're on the ropes. You quoted earlier where Hillary Clinton said they're losing the information war. All right, the information battle. I think they know they're on the ropes and they are desperate and they are pushing as hard as they can to make this happen before it all blows up in their face. We're in a situation where it's like two railroad trains coming for the same crossing and both of them are trying to go as fast as they can to get there first and get through without getting hit. But we'll see. We're coming for we are approaching a great collision and we'll see how it unfolds.
We're going to see staged terror attacks, new wars, bioweapon releases.
Yep.
We are entering a time of some of the greatest tumult and upheaval this earth has ever seen in human activities. And by the way, that was Brent Scrocoff, former National Security Advisor to George Herbert Walker Bush, that did say George W. Bush had set the New World Order back 30 years. And so it's like NASCAR. They were three laps ahead of us. But since the globalists have gotten caught lying about WMD, staging 9/11, and other events, they are now only about a car length ahead of us. Mm-hmm. Their tires are bald, they're almost out of gas, and there's smoke coming out from under the hood.
Yeah. I understand. We are at the little man behind the curtain moment. All right. People are beginning to understand that this thing has been run by a relatively small group of people who can be had if we want to stand up and do something about it. I listened to one of your ads earlier before I got on, at least, and you were talking about a food crisis. Let me ask you, do you know who the first economist was?
There have been quite a few, but tell me.
Joseph in the Bible goes all the way back to 1800 BC, and you can read about it in Genesis chapter 47. This relates to the food crisis. This is a little bit long, but this relates to the food crisis. And what Genesis 47 talks about Joseph in the Old Testament, where
wasn't he telling the Egyptians the whole story about, you know, he had the dream, and you've got to have 7 years of grain cooked back because of the famine.
Yep, that's it. But the way I was taught it when I went to Bible school as a kid is Joseph, he knew there were going to be 7 good years and then there were going to be 7 bad years, and therefore he saved up the extra grain in the 7 good years so the people would have grain in the 7 bad years. That's not true. Here's what happened, and you can read this in Genesis chapter 47, and it says, and there was no bread in all the land, for the famine was sore, and it was very sore, and that the land of Egypt and the land of Canaan faded by reason of famine. In other words, we're into the 7 bad years. Now, Joseph had stored up grain in the seven good years. But when the seven bad years came, here says Genesis 47:14, and Joseph gathered up all the money that was found in the land of Egypt and the land of Canaan for the grain which they brought. And Joseph brought the money into the Pharaoh's house. And when the money was all spent in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came unto Joseph and said, give us bread, for why should we die in thy presence? For our money faileth. What they didn't understand, Joseph was selling grain. He wasn't giving it to the people. He knew there was going to be a shortage. He cornered the market on grain because he knew famine was coming. Then he sold the grain in the first year for money. He took all the money. He gave it to the Pharaoh. It moved into the money's house, into the Pharaoh's house. They took it out of circulation. And without money, the people could not work effectively to work their way through the famine. This reminds me of 1933. Our government took the gold out of circulation. And in 1968, they took the silver out of circulation. And in that regard, they are paralleling what Joseph did 3,800 years ago. And it goes on, the second year, Joseph, they come back and they say, we need some more food. Joseph said, give your cattle, and I will give you for your cattle, I mean, give you grain, if the money failed. He knew it failed because he took it out of circulation. The people sold all their cattle in the second year to Joseph. In the third year, they came back. They were hungry again. They needed more. And this time, they sold themselves into slavery and all of their land to Pharaoh.
And that's exactly what the bankers have done. We're entering that's the third exactly year. And every time we get in trouble, they bail us out by us bailing them out. We give them our money. I mean, this is all scientifically done, and I tell you, Alfred, I learned very few new things from guests, and I'm learning stuff from you today.
Well, I'll tell you, that Genesis 47 is just astonishing. You read it, and you read it closely, you realize, my God, they're explaining how economics works, and they understood it 3,800 years ago. I don't think it's an accident that a modern economics text is almost impossible to understand. I don't think they want you to understand it. Joseph understood economics. You take the money out of circulation, corner the market on food, and you can put the people into bondage.
And let me stop you there. They've taken the money and put it in Pharaoh's house. For 3 years now, they've taken $16 trillion domestically, the tens of trillions that went overseas. Bloomberg says it's more like $28 trillion. Other economists I have on say it's more like $18 trillion. Whatever. They've taken the tens of trillions of our money that we've got to pay taxes on and interest. They've given it to the mega families. But people are worried about inflation. It hasn't been that bad yet because they hoarded it and did not loan it back. So they put us under great bondage of debts that's fraudulent. Yep. They put us under taxes, under austerity, which they know kills the economy. All these other independent economists are saying, why are you doing this? This is killing the economy. They further put us under the famine while they fully control all the money, holding it in Pharaoh's house, and then come back and say, give us absolute power in a private corporate world government, and we'll fix it, and the people give them even more power, and it doesn't, because at the end of the day, they don't want people here in Egypt. The globalists want us dead. They want the entire land. They don't want our oxen. They don't want our children. They don't want our women. They want us all wiped out and dead. New World Order. Fait complete, total domination, end game.
I agree. And, you know, you mentioned food crisis. They've taken the money away. If they can shut the food supply down under the pretext of an economic collapse or whatever, I guarantee you people will follow this government to get themselves a bowl of rice. They'll do whatever is required to stay alive. They did it 3,800 years ago. Joseph did it, it's right there in the Bible if you care to read it, and they are on the verge of perhaps doing the same thing, or at least attempting to do the same thing today.
Alfred Adask, I want to go to calls, but hopefully we keep you a little bit in the next hour.
Go ahead.
Let's continue, because I want to bring up another modern example of what's happening, and then perhaps you can give us a historical or biblical parallel. I think people are learning right now more than ever. Why, if you know history, you know the present and the future, because humans act the same, and global technocrats and corrupt empires and social engineers learned the same tricks back then. Today, they're just even more slick, more controlling, with added chemicals in the food and water to fog our minds so that we're not operating anywhere near our proper capacity. The drug war. It's now come out again in federal court that, yes, the ATF and CIA are shipping in some cases, hundreds of tons in this latest filing of cocaine with Sinaloa in the last 5 years, arming gangs all over Latin America and the U.S. to kill the other gangs that don't launder their money through the mega banks, through Pharaoh's house. Because, again, they can't have that money out there helping people. They've got to hoard it because it's a tax on production. It's a tax to make people poor so you control them. It's about putting the brakes on a powerful economy. It's about making you poor because if you become wealthy, you become independent and you don't want to be a slave. We're so productive, they have to work to shut down human commerce and activity. They have to talk about shutting down the overheating economy. So continuing, what's the drugs being shipped in all about? What's the shipping guns into Mexico all about? What's all of this about in your view?
Well, the principal addictive ingredient in cocaine? It's the same addictive ingredient that you find in marijuana and methamphetamine and all the rest of the illegal drugs. And the principal addictive ingredient is cash. That's what everybody, you legalize the drugs and you take the money out of it. You know, I remember back in the 1960s, they were talking about I remember a Time magazine article. They were saying, oh, my God, the drug smugglers are bringing so much money, making so much money, they'll be able to elect their own congressmen and senators. And what would they do? Legalize drugs? The last thing they want to do is legalize drugs. You legalize drugs, you take the money out of it. There'd be some people who would still use it. But most people are addicted to the cash that's involved in the drugs.
85 years ago, Alfred, as you know, you could walk into any corner drugstore and buy laudanum, buy heroin, buy cocaine, and it was seen as what losers did, and very few people were on drugs. I've seen the statistics. I mean, it was a sad thing. And, yeah, I've been out in the countryside and come across an old homestead, and back in the trash pile, you see hundreds of laudanum bottles, little brown bottles. They're everywhere. But let me tell you, you had a toothache or whatever, or had the flu, you drink that, there's no more pain. A lot of people did just use it. But when you make it illegal, it puts the cash in it.
That's
it puts
exactly
the cars,
right.
The girls. Now young kids think it's cool. The perfect bait to sell the public on using it.
That's exactly right. That's why they don't want to legalize. That's why they want the war on drugs in order to maintain the illusion they're trying to do something about it. The truth is they want drugs to be illegal.
And then they use it to corrupt the cops. Then they use it to corrupt the cops. And once you've got the cops corrupt, now you can move on to other corruption.
One of the things I observed years ago, I published a magazine called The Anti-Shyster, and you could see which states had the most corrupt judiciaries. And we thought Texas was number one, but in the end, I gave the nod to Florida. But it was essentially the states where drugs were being imported into this country. The drugs coming into Florida came in such mass that virtually every judge in the state ultimately became corrupt. The same thing, much the same thing happened in Texas and along the borders. It was the states where the drugs were pouring into the country. That's where the judiciary was most corrupt because that's where the money was flowing freely to bribe the judges. That drug money helped, and it corrupted the
judicial system.
Just
10 years of alcohol prohibition turned Chicago from a bustling, predominantly Irish, Christian, German Christian type enclave into the most corrupt city probably in the country. Just 10 years of that liquor money, which, again, they use well-meaning Christians to ban alcohol, but it turns out key insiders were behind actually getting it passed. And so they were making 100 times what they were making before conservatively.
Absolutely. I mean,
and again, bringing the liquor in out of Canada through Chicago.
Right now, if you see drug enforcement, to some degree, drug enforcement is perpetrated against, in my opinion, against those drug cartels that are less favored.
Of course.
The ones that are more favored, hey, they can move that stuff in and out without much problem. They're just eliminating competition for the big boys.
Not much problem. I see reports every few years of state police stop 18-wheeler with 3.5 tons of pure cocaine, meaning from source. And the CIA shows up, they order it, and they let the truck just drive right out to delivery. And they tell the state police, stand down, Bubba, that's our money. I mean, no wonder. Listen, I had a friend in college. And his dad was a senior FBI agent. And I was smart, you know, when I was, I guess it was actually in high school because it was the gym, and then I knew him a little bit into college. And I went over to their house. It was like in the most fancy area of Austin. It was probably a $3-4 million house then. It'd be like $10 million today. And I'm like, is your dad into stocks? Is your mom rich or something? And the next door neighbor was the lady who, Barney the Purple Dinosaur. I remember going to a cookout, and it's like, here's the lady who invented Barney. I mean, this is like, you know, this is, you know, 10-bedroom houses up on the best part of Austin overlooking the river. And it's like, no, it was just an FBI agent. And I'm like, well, has your dad inherited something? And I don't think that, you know, they liked that question. And the dad came over and was like, what are you asking those questions for? But the point is, then I learned most of these guys live like this. They're all, I mean, this is incredible.
I saw a friend of mine, in fact, not exactly a friend, he was a boyfriend of a woman I knew, her daughter, and his dad was a tax court judge, and he was helping his dad build a new house outside of Dallas and out more or less in the country. That house had to be worth at least $500,000. It had secret passages in it. It had a place you could hide and rest, that sort of thing. There's no way that man was building that house on his salary as a tax court judge. I mean, it was just obvious evidence. The guy he was dirty. You know, I like the son, but the father, I never met the father, but the guy had to be taking bribes.
Well, they admit it now that police are keeping a lot of the money they seize. See, if they get it from the feds, they seize it to the feds, they get it back directly. But if it goes into the state fund, they only get a certain percentage back. All right, I promise we're going to your phone calls on the other side with Alfred Adask. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv are the websites. We'll be on TV tonight, 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market has proven that's more like a casino than an investment. And if you've had enough and want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered a way to safely grow your money, cut taxes dramatically, get potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Just call 1-800-675-1640. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. On the web, go to safemoneybook.com or just call 1-800-675-1640. Again, that's 800-675-1640.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com. Water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
looks like we're going to probably be able to get the gentleman who was arrested in New York for daring to speak out against the inside job. We're becoming North Korea. Looks like we're going to have him on at the bottom of the next hour working on that. Alfred Adask with us, someone in the next hour. I appreciate everybody holding so patiently. I want to go to Michael, then Ken, then Mitch, then Bill, and Arnold, and others. Let's go ahead and go to Michael in California. Thanks for holding. You're on the air with Alfred Adask. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. I hope I'm not off topic. I want to first tell you that leaders are chosen before they're even born, as the Bible says. They're selected. So you're in good shape. Alfred, thank you so much for I want to do a three-point blast. You were speaking to Jesse Ventura about a few interviews back, and he on the break, he mentioned Dr. Mary's monkey. I'm not plugging, but Dr. Mary's monkey talked about the polio shot. That was doled out through ampules of 200 million between 1963 and 1965, which was sexually transmitted. Now everybody probably on the planet had SP40 in them, and now
Just in a book. That's an official government declassified. You can just search SP40 documents. And the government talks about over 100 million people probably dying from it and all these new cancers. And they've got a CBC interview with one of the scientists that worked with Salk, and he makes a joke about, well, there's too many people anyways. I mean, yeah, we're killing hundreds of millions. You see, something Hitler couldn't even do, or Stalin, they just do right through the shots, but because it kills you, 20, 30 years later, it's a soft kill. It's just like radiation. Oh, if it kills you in 10 years, so what? But if you drink something and it kills you in 5 minutes, everybody gets really scared. Alfred, your view on that?
Well, it's from their perspective, they don't want to kill you until you have outlived your economic usefulness.
That's another reason.
All right. If they can make everybody die at age 65, then the Social Security problem is resolved. They don't want to keep you on when you are consuming, purely consuming, rather than.
And they're
producing.
Being honest about that. That's why they have the case for killing granny cover of Newsweek. It says kill old people. You got Bill Gates telling teachers, hey, if we kill granny, you'll get 10 jobs. And the people are like, kill. This idea that you kill somebody and get something, the predators are teaching their armies.
Do you know why you shouldn't kill people?
Well, you don't kill somebody unless you're defending yourself.
Well, here's the fundamental reason why murder is wrong. It's because, in my opinion, Genesis 9:6, it says the reason you can't kill a man is because man is made in God's image.
That's right. It's up to God.
Well, it's not just up to God, but the point is to kill a man is to destroy an image of God. It's effectively an act of blasphemy. It's why suicide.
Well, to be clear about the Ten Commandments, it says thou shalt not murder,
that's
and they
true.
Changed it to kill.
That's true.
Murder means wrongly kill somebody. You're absolutely authorized. You know, a bunch of verses. If somebody comes in to kill you in the night, rise up and kill them.
But this goes back to the concept of if they can reduce you to the status of animals, you're no longer in God's image.
Yes.
If you're no longer in God's image, they can whack you. They can just take you out like a hive of wasps or a nest of rats or anything else.
Yep. It's all legalese.
Yep.
Why, and I appreciate your call, caller, why, Alfred, from studying the globalist, I mean, I know I have my perspectives, but why do they have to tell you what they're going to do to you beforehand? Just like legally, when you're seizing property or taking it by adverse possession, you've got to publish it in the newspaper 3 times. Is that like the vampire has to trick you to invite them in?
Yeah, they have to effectively get your consent. That's what it appears to be. As crazy as that sounds, it appears that the whole system is based on your consent. Do you consent to be an animal? Then we're going to treat you as an animal. And they have published that you're an animal in the law. Do you consent to that? Okay. Then we can handle you like an animal. They need your consent.
That's right. That's why everything's about getting you to consent.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.